A man has died after being found floating face down in the ocean at Majimba late yesterday afternoon. Lifeguards were called to the scene in Beach Access 171 around 4:30 p.m. They and then paramedics performed CPR, but the man, who is aged in his 30s, couldn't be revived. It's understood he'd become caught in a rip along with a second swimmer who managed to make it to shore. A report will now be prepared for the state coroner. The state government has announced an additional $25 million in funding to support recommendations made in a report on how to protect Golden Beach and the Palmerstone Passage from future erosion and storm surges. These suggestions formed part of an independent review after multiple tidal breakthroughs split Bribie Island and left Golden Beach and surrounding areas exposed to the elements. Deputy Premier Jared Blaise says it was a mammoth effort over the past 6 weeks to plug the large tidal breakthrough caused by Cyclone Alfred.
This is just a start. I'm exceedingly excited that we have been able to close Breakthrough 2, and I just want to thank everyone involved from Hall Contracting that have done an amazing work 24/7 in getting this Breakthrough number 2 closed. Breakthrough 3 will be closed in but a few weeks' time. There is a second dredge arriving, so we will have two dredges on site continuing to buffer the barrier island that we have now restored.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged over a deadly e-bike crash at Mountain Creek last month. The teen and an 8-year-old boy were riding home from school along a bike path on October 30 when they crashed. Zeke Hondo suffered serious injuries and later died in hospital. While overnight, a teenage boy suffered head and leg injuries in an e-scooter crash at Pacific Paradise. He was transported in a stable condition to Sunshine Coast University Hospital. And the Mirror Ball Trophy could soon be heading to Biwa after Robert Irwin made it to the grand final of Dancing with the Stars in the US. The 21-year-old, now the favourite to win the competition 10 years after Sister Bindi's triumph.
Everyone back at home, it means the world. I can't believe we're heading into the finale. I'll never forget this experience.